A new free online tool was introduced to branch out tree equity in Toronto, ensuring all residents can reap a greener city's environmental and social benefits. The Tree Equity Score Analyzer, TESA, a collaborative effort between the City of Toronto, American Forests, and Local Enhancement and Appreciation of Forests, LEAF, strives to empower residents and urban planners to identify areas needing additional tree cover. Diane Sachs, the City Councillor of Ward 11 University Rosedale, said this partnership aims to reach a 40% tree canopy cover target by 2050. "This is an exciting partnership, one that will help us take a major step forward in our mission," Sachs said. "Through the program, we will soon see even more collaboration to support and enhance spaces suited for tree growth in neighborhoods across the city, and most importantly, help determine how to best protect existing and future foliage," she said. City staff have worked with American Forests, a national nonprofit conservation organization that creates healthy and resilient forests, to provide local, provincial, and federal data to create a Toronto-specific tool that examines which parts of the city would benefit the most from tree planting. The neighborhood of Milliken is one of the lowest-scoring neighborhoods as per TESA. courtesy/treeequity.org. TESA leverages high-resolution tree canopy data alongside socioeconomic factors like income, race, and health statistics to produce a comprehensive score rated from 0 to 100. It paints a clear picture of the neighborhoods currently lacking sufficient tree cover, as they often coincide with areas facing lower income and higher heat disparity. According to the online tool, examples of neighborhoods lacking tree cover include Milliken, situated in the northwest part of Scarborough, scoring 42%, Downsview, located in North York, at 57%, and Agincourt, located in the northeast part of the city, at 47%. Data-driven strategies can transform communities. For the first time, different levels of tree cover in neighborhoods across the city will be mapped to help us ensure that we're planting trees in the areas of the city that will benefit most, said Jennifer McKelvey, deputy mayor and councillor for Scarborough Rouge Park. "As we look to expand the city's tree canopy, I'm looking forward to this new approach helping us maintain and grow our beautiful city in a park," she said. In a media release, city officials said that community organizations and leaders can use the tool to explore possible planting scenarios, set targets, and track progress. Moreover, they also said that TESA provides auto-generated reports that estimate the projected economic, health, and environmental benefits of each tree planting initiative, with some long-term goals, including reducing air temperatures, removing air pollution, and improving physical and mental well-being.